They start school at 7:25, David Levin says, of the students at the Bronx Kip Academy. They all do a course called Thinking Skills until 7:55. They do 90 minutes of English, 90 minutes of math every day, except in fifth grade, where they do 2 hours of math a day. An hour of science, an hour of social science, an hour of music at least twice a week, and then you have an hour and 15 minutes of orchestra on top of that. Everyone does orchestra. The day goes from 7:25 until 5. After 5, there are homework clubs, detention, sports teams. There are kids here from 7:25 until 7 p.m. in the evening. If you take an average day and you take out lunch and recess, our kids are spending 50 to 60% more time learning than the traditional public school student. Levin was standing in the school's main hallway. It was lunchtime, and the students were trooping by quietly in orderly lines, all of them in their Kip Academy shirts. Levin stopped a girl whose shirt tail was out. "Do me a favor, when you get a chance," he called out, miming a tucking-in movement. He continued, "Saturdays, they come in 9 to 1. In the summer, it's 8 to 2. By summer, Levin was referring to the fact that Kip students do 3 extra weeks of school in July. These are, after all, precisely the kinds of lower-income kids who Alexander identified as losing ground over the long summer vacation. So Kip's response is simply not to have a long summer vacation. "The beginning is hard," he went on. "By the end of the day, they're restless. Part of it is endurance, part of it is motivation, part of it is incentives and rewards and fun stuff, part of it is good old-fashioned discipline. You throw all of that into the stew. We talk a lot here about grit and self-control. The kids know what those words mean." Levin walked down the hall to an eighth-grade math class and stood quietly in the back. A student named Aaron was at the front of the class, working his way through a problem from the page of thinking skills exercises that all KIPP students are required to do each morning. The teacher, a ponytailed man in his 30s named Frank Corcoran, sat in a chair to the side, only occasionally jumping in to guide the discussion. It was the kind of scene repeated every day in American classrooms, with one difference. Aaron was up at the front, working on that single problem for 20 minutes. Methodically, carefully, with the participation of the class, working his way through not just the answer, but also the question of whether there was more than one way to get the answer. It was Renee painstakingly figuring out the concept of undefined slope all over again. "What that extra time does is allow for a more relaxed atmosphere," Corcoran said after the class was over. "I find that the problem with math education is the sink or swim approach. Everything is rapid fire, and the kids who get it first are the ones who are rewarded. So there comes to be a feeling that there are people who can do math and there are people who aren't math people. I think that extended amount of time gives you the chance as a teacher to explain things, and more time for the kids to sit and digest everything that's going on, to review, to do things at a much slower pace. It seems counterintuitive, but we do things at a slower pace, and as a result, we get through a lot more. There's a lot more retention, better understanding of the material. It lets me be a bit more relaxed. We have time to have games. Kids can ask any questions they want, and if I'm explaining something, I don't feel pressed for time. I can go back over material and not feel time pressure."